Madam Chair, thank you. Actually, I'm the ambassador of Portugal. I'm honored to speak finally on behalf of the European Union and its 27 member states. I should add that the Republic of North Macedonia, the Republic of San Marino, and the Republic of Serbia align themselves with this statement. Agriculture and food systems have developed in line with population growth, meeting the demand for food of more than 7 billion people. And in the European Union, the combined effect of public policies and entrepreneurship have led the move from food insecurity at the end of the Second World War to the present, where a community of countries aims to ensure sufficient, safe, and high-quality food for its citizens, respect the rules of international trade, make its food and agriculture systems sustainable, and respond to the climate crisis. Given the current and emerging socio-economic and environmental trends affecting and being impacted by agriculture and food systems, we all have to reinforce our efforts, switching to a sustainable, climate-neutral, nature-based, and resilient pathway will allow to deliver the food security and nutrition outcomes that countries aim to achieve by 2030 while staying within the planetary boundaries. On the side of the European Union and its member states, we are ready to do our part at FAO and elsewhere to reshape food systems at the global level. We delivered the EU priorities to the United Nations Food Systems Summit, which were approved last May at the Council of Agriculture Ministers, with a list of bold actions to be delivered in the summit follow-up, based on the EU Green Deal, in particular in the agreed biodiversity and farm-to-fork strategies. At FAO, we are reiterating the need for a strategic framework and a program of work that can address, on an equal footing, the social, environmental, and economic dimensions of sustainability and lead to the needed transformation of food systems in their diversity. We also wish to underline the need to better integrate and mainstream climate change, the conservation and sustainable use of natural resources within FAO's mandate, and the importance of the One Health approach. In conclusion, Madam Chair, we are fully committed to working with countries from all regions and with all relevant stakeholders to achieve the 2030 agenda through sustainable, inclusive, and resilient agriculture and food systems, driven by the overarching human rights principles and the right to adequate food approach. We are ready to engage in this joint endeavor, guided by the 2030 agenda and the vision of a sustainable, climate neutral, and resource efficient future. Thank you, Madam Chair.